We are following today's news with you here at KUOW's The Record. We are live tweeting the show at KUOW. Today, President Trump signed a pair of executive orders on immigration policy. One directs the federal government to build a wall along the Mexican border. Another cuts off federal funding for so-called sanctuary cities like Seattle. For reaction to the news, Seattle area Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal joins us live. Congresswoman, thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be on.
Before we talk sanctuary cities, what's your reaction to Trump's executive order to build a Mexican border wall?
Look, Trump is just following through on these very divisive proposals that he put forward during the campaign. They are smoke and mirrors. They don't do anything to really affect comprehensive reform. And that's something, as you know, I worked on for years. We had bipartisan support. People do understand it's a complex issue. He's just using these smoke and mirrors tactics to keep his base happy, but it is not going to fix anything that really needs to be fixed, and it's unfortunate.
Well, basically, President Trump is saying, yes, we need to fix our immigration system. Meanwhile, one little part of it is not letting people come in, thus the wall.
Well, it's a red herring, Bill. You know, we have put so much money into border security. We actually increased border security. Basically, every year we've increased border security. It's not that it's not that we don't have enough money on the border. The issue is we have to address the underlying dynamics of why somebody is migrating, both in terms of other countries' economics, but also, you know, the broken immigration system that we've had that keeps families separated, even if you apply. Legally, people say get in line. There is no line. Our immigration system has not been updated in several decades, and that is the real problem. So
yes,
holding it hostage to these, you know, kind of ultra-conservative people who just are not in tune with the dynamics of immigration and the reality that immigrants contribute so much to this country.
Congresswoman,
and we need to fix our immigration system. It's disappointing that this is the direction he's going. He said he was going to do it during the campaign. He's certainly following through on his campaign promises. But like I said, he's not showing that he is going to be a leader, as frankly both Democratic and Republican presidents and Congress members have done over the years.
Congresswoman, the president, I want to ask you about the executive order he signed to strip federal grant money for so-called sanctuary cities like Seattle. First, will you briefly remind us what exactly sanctuary city means?
Well, it essentially means that, and different cities have approached this differently, means that we don't honor the immigration detainers that ICE asks us to, you know, hold people. And that's been shown to have constitutional problems, holding people without probable cause. And so we have in the city of Seattle, in King County, and other cities in Washington State said, we're not going to do that. And so that's what people call sanctuary cities. We're not going to round people up. There are other policies in Seattle that we've passed around not asking about immigration status in order to access other services in the city and, you know, having driver's licenses available to everybody regardless of citizenship status is something else that Washington State has been very strong on. So there are a number of different pieces that make up sanctuary cities. He's targeting I think specifically these immigration detainers. But again, it's not clear, and we have to really review the language of the executive order. It's not clear that, A, it's constitutional, and, you know, a lot of the funding does have to be authorized through Congress as well. So we'll have to look and see exactly what he's targeting and whether he can hold back funding. And, you know, is he really going to have support for that? So, for example, if he's tying it to funding for law enforcement and saying we're not going to give federal law enforcement grants unless this happens, I think we're going to have a lot of law enforcement with us saying, A, we need to be able to have our funds for law enforcement, but B, the reality is the more trust we have with immigrant communities, the better we're going to be able to do our jobs.
Okay, so there's more to learn, you're saying, and that there's some kinds of funding withholding that might come against some challenge, congressional and otherwise. Overall, these are city-by-city decisions. Seattle is one of these sanctuary cities. I believe Marysville, Issaquah, Kent, Puyallup on the list. But if a city decides not to cooperate with federal authorities while other cities do cooperate, why shouldn't the federal government withhold money?
Well, I'm not sure they can. I mean, that is one of the questions, both constitutionally and otherwise. Cities have a responsibility to carry out their local law enforcement. There has been a longstanding division between federal immigration enforcement and local law enforcement. And there are some very strong reasons for that, including that local law enforcement really believes that the best way that they can do their job is to make sure that they are building that kind of trust. And so they don't want to enforce immigration law. They're not called on to enforce immigration law. There's no reason the cost of holding immigrants without cause in our detention facilities or jails should be borne by local jurisdictions. So there's all kinds of problems with it, and it's been under challenge for a little bit of time, Chicago and other places. And so I think we'll have to see how this all plays out. It's certainly, okay. You know, like I said, it's like it's something he says he can do. It's, I think, putting fear into a lot of mayors and executives. But I'm proud to say that, you know, our governor, our mayor, our county exec understand that we still have potential remedies for this, and it just may not be possible for him to do what he's saying he's doing.
Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, thanks very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Good to talk with you. Congresswoman Jayapal saying that she and the rest of Congress are just learning the details of the executive order signed today by President Trump regarding sanctuary cities that don't fully cooperate with federal immigration authorities. We'll keep following any impact on these local Puget Sound cities with you here on KUOW's The Record.